That was Death's Head.
We're back live in the studio and your CD player with Slayer, Tom, Jeff, Carrie, and Mr. Paul Bostaff. Paul, how does it work when you're in the studio? What's it like?
I try whatever, you know, basically try to do whatever I, you know, want with a song. You know, I mean, I get a basic structure from Carrie and Jeff, and sometimes I adhere to it because I don't see any other way it can go. It just makes sense to me, or I just try to push the boundaries. So I just, nobody says, look, this is, we only want you to do this. You know, everybody in a band just kind of says, you know, just go for it. You know, whatever. Just, you know, come up with the craziest stuff you can.
You were in a band, Forbidden, and then you joined Slayer. That was like really cool, eh?
That was very unexpected. I had actually left Forbidden without the knowledge of, without knowing anything about Slayer, you know, looking for a drummer. I quit my band just to form a new band, and got a phone call from Slayer the next day.
Well, another one of the songs we're going to play from this live set from Los Angeles is the song Mandatory Suicide, which actually got some radio attention. At least it did, you know, in the Midwest. I heard a couple of the college stations really jumped on it, and it seemed to get a push. Mandatory Suicide, you always dedicate to the veterans.
At that time, there was, you know, those war movies, Hamburger Hill, Full Metal Jacket, and Platoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those movies inspired me to write that song. And it's, you know, instead of mandatory draft, dude, I just changed it to mandatory suicide. And that's what it's based on. It's based on that idea.
And there you go.
There you go. Mandatory Suicide. We're talking with Slayer here.